Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. For Christ's sake, amen. Christine and I love to travel. Traveling opens our eyes to see new perspectives and at the same time help us reflect on who we are. And we almost always meet people that make lasting impressions upon us. Our journeys shake us up, change us, and help us evaluate our lives at home. When we were recently in Vancouver, we were amazed at how friendly and polite Canadians are. Everyone we met greeted us with a smile. We discovered civility on the roads as drivers shockingly drove at speed limit and patiently waited at stoplights with no great sense of hurry. We were so impressed, we wanted to bring this patience back with us to the U.S. In June, we traveled to Kyoto, the old capital of Japan, known for its traditional arts. Everywhere I looked, whether the handmade paper or the kimono fabric, I was moved by the passion of the artisans who devoted their lives to create beauty. I was so inspired by their passion for their craft that I wanted to bring that same passion back to my life here. However, we have found that even with our best efforts, making significant changes was hard. The aspiration for Canadian politeness and patience, after a few days on the freeways, it quickly evaporated. The newfound energy and passion, smothered by the demands and responsibilities of life at home. It takes a lot of determination to overcome the inertia of what is familiar. Change is difficult. Change is difficult because as creatures of habit, we hold on to our preferences and our perspectives for a long time. Change requires the courage to let go of what is comfortable. Lasting change requires us to listen intently, think through what we believe and do, and commit to a plan of action. Change is hard, and we default to what we already know. Jesus understood just how difficult change could be. We see this in his frustration in our gospel reading today. His followers and the crowds have been on a journey with him. They had encountered Jesus. They were moved and inspired by his teachings and miracles and by hearing about the good news that God's love was available to everyone. But even then, at this moment, Jesus was frustrated by how little they had changed. At the end of our gospel reading, Jesus essentially said to the crowd, as much as they were able to interpret the weather, they were unwilling to interpret the times to change and to embrace Jesus' teachings. Jesus was frustrated because they were unwilling to work at change, especially if change would cause division. To his disciples, the frustrated Jesus asked, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Whatever happened to the sweet Jesus of peace on earth and goodwill towards all? Here, Jesus was saying, if his followers looked only for the peace that was a quiet afternoon on their porch, sipping tea and listening to music, he came to shake that up. if peace was a comfortable and insular life, he came to stir that up too. Eugene Peterson paraphrased these verses in The Message like this. Jesus said, "I've come to change everything, turn everything right side up. Do you think I came to smooth things over and make everything nice? Not so. I've come to disrupt and confront." But Jesus does desire peace. But instead of tranquility and comfort, Jesus wanted shalom. The peace that transcends all understanding. The peace where all creation finally lives in harmony. The peace attained only when the oppressed are freed, the hungry fed, the wounded healed, and the environment cared for. Encountering Jesus meant joining him in this quest for shalom. It means evaluating our beliefs and actions. Business as usual was not an option anymore. But following Jesus just might cause division and puts us at odds with each other, even at our church or with your friends or families. And to that, Jesus said, "Expect that. Do not be afraid of it. Discord might actually be a good thing." Now, this doesn't make Jesus an anarchist. To him, division was not the end goal. Yes, following Jesus might cause discomfort, but we do not stop there. We do commit to conversations and relationships that can lead to healing, to abundant life, to shalom. This is the good news, but it takes work. The work of self-reflection, listening to each other, change, and action. Once a month on Wednesdays, a group of St. Francis men gather for Amen's Corner. Often, the conversations are light. We catch up, talk about sports, work, and family. We get to know each other. Sometimes the conversation gets serious, like it did this past Wednesday, when we talked about being Episcopalians, about being an inclusive church for the LGBTQ community, about racism, and the opioid epidemic. And there were some uncomfortable moments as we tackled these difficult topics. But we also talked about the importance of being faithful as light in our world. We might not have all agreed, but together we examined why we each believe what we believe as Christians. Our time together was grace-filled as we listened and encouraged one another on how our faith changes us and challenges us to engage the issues of our world. And there are many challenging and even divisive issues in our communities today that we are called to engage in order to bring about God's shalom. So how might we let our faith guide what we value, where we stand, and how we respond? There's been a lot of news recently on gun violence and the recent mass shootings. And yet another week passed by with more gun violence. We're called as Christians to be ready, alert, and unafraid so that we might be unafraid to look at how our faith influences our views and responses to gun violence. And it's not just about gun violence. Our faith can shape how we approach racism, wealth distribution, access to education, or our environment. And we don't have to all agree. and we likely won't. But Jesus invites us to be agents of change, to help bring shalom, bring the peace where all creation lives in harmony. So how might we, as St. Francis Church, ask these honest but difficult questions together, with each other and for each other, to deepen our faith as followers of Jesus? We may come from different perspectives, so these conversations may feel uncomfortable. But we trust that we all seek God earnestly, and if we listen to each other intently with curiosity, I know we can find a hopeful path forward toward shalom, not just for our own transformation, but for the transformation of our community and our world. Perhaps we then will experience a glimpse of our reading from Hebrews today, exhorting us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, to look to Jesus as we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses in history and here around us, to be transformed by the Holy Spirit and each other, and to share the light of Christ in the world. May our journey with Christ shake us up, change us, and help us evaluate our lives as we create a hopeful path toward shalom. Amen.